you so much, Grace. So clearly I'm excited about this term, right? You saw that. I think this is going to be the most incredible term we've ever had in the history of youth, encounter youth. Shine. I wonder what that's about. What are they going to make us do this term? There's always something different, something new. Well, all we're going to do today is preview it, okay? So it's going to feel like before we launch, we need to make sure that the rocket is on the launching pad and it's got fuel. We don't want to burn up on it, you know, as we leave Earth. So this is going to be a preview. So we'll start with a very short video. In future, the video is going to be full of an experience, outdoor adventure, as well as some teaching. Then we go into small groups. So let's watch a promo of what's coming. Then I'm going to throw a question at you to kick off around your tables. So it's a journey, right? It's like Friday night. We're on a different journey. This is the Sunday morning journey. So what do you think from that? From the word shine, what do you think the shine series is going to be all about? See what comes up at your table. Go. Everyone ready? Everyone got a good idea? Can I preview a little bit about what's going to happen in the various weeks? So starting not next week because it's Lead the Cause, but the following week, the second week is about facing our fears. Could I be afraid to shine my light? Well, maybe, right? What about our motivations in week three? Why should we? Why would I want to? Why would I not just keep what I know about God to myself? And so as they go quad biking, we'll go on a journey with them and we'll learn about motivations. Then week 4 and 5 is going to be about what is this message, the actual message that we have to share with others. Do I know it? Can I share it? Am I competent with it? And then in the next 2 weeks, we're going to look at all about sharing our story, because I have a story. The Easter Bunny appeared to me and gave me a golden marshmallow egg. That Easter Bunny, when he came to me last week, was like so cute, was like furry. But like, how many of you have met the Easter Bunny? Yes? 2 only, okay? So you can't argue with me. Why? Because I had an experience with the Easter Bunny, right? Like, one of our number was lying asleep, I believe, and God dropped a set of headphones into his hands, a Bose pair of headphones. I can't argue with that. I saw the headphones yesterday afternoon, right, Peter? And we Googled them, they Bose. So he knows God is real because God dropped the headphones in his hands. That's not just some made-up thing. That's an experience. So we'll learn to share our story, not so much about the headphones and the Easter Bunny, but our real story, okay? What about engaging our circle around us, identifying people in our lives, and knowing who God wants us to engage with? And finally, can we continue the conversation so that others can be impacted by our light, okay? So today, as I said, is just a preview, so I've got a whole lot of questions, because today is all about light. So here are some questions at your table. You've got about 15 minutes to do this. Each table's going to share back, wiki, a little thing of like, hey, this is what came up at our table. So along the way, leaders can see what comes up, what's really incredible, and there you go. Boom. So each group is going to send a representative, a delegate, to be the Speaker of the House. And he has to say, Mr. Chairman, here's what I have to share. You don't have to speak to all of that. Just something that was shared at the table. So we'll start over here.
What does this verse say about Jesus being light? And so we said that it said that he's come to shine in the darkness. And so like the low-key darkness and like, you know, the darkness of the world. And so then, what does this verse say about us being the light? And it says that we are the light of the world, so not just like in our schools or whatever, but like everywhere. And then what do you need to do to shine God's light? And so really, do everything that pleases God, because then people see it, and then you're shining. So yeah.
Do we need to ask any other group? Well, let's test it. Let's see who's coming from the Mosheke 1 group.
Okay, as referred to the first one, I'll say that Jesus said, I have come as light to shine in a dark world so that who put their first trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. Okay, what I think about that one is like, he'll use you as an example, just to, I don't know, refer to what he's done in your life and just to show that it does really work. Okay, and in regards to the second one, I'll say that, what does this verse say about us being light? Oh, yeah. that means... Oh, yes, you are the light in the world. That means that you're the light in the world because it's full of darkness and rappers and stuff. Dark people. Yes. The bad ones, though. The ones with the darkness and whatever. So, third question. What do you need to shine to do God's light? Oh, do everything without complaining or arguing. Pretty much just follow blindly or, you know, just ignore what everybody thinks of what you're doing because, like, it's your own path and stuff. So just do things, I don't know, like a soldier, you know. Just know that there's an end result and just, yeah, it's your future and no one else has to argue with that. Just follow without doubt, pretty much.
Soldier, without doubt. Okay, what does this group have to share that's profound? Either for all the questions or something of your choosing. You don't have to choose it all. It's up to you.
Okay, question 3. What do you need to do to shine God's light? So then someone in our group said you just need to humble yourself and be honest with God. And just like bring yourself to God and be like, God, just guide me. And do it without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure and you can shine in this dark world.
Very nice. Group at the back. Now you're thinking, what can I share that's like unique and different for one of those?
So is number 3, what do you need to do to shine God's light? Well, and it says you have to actually read the word and understand it and actually use it in your life and act godly in order to shine God's light, which is the word. So if you want to tell other people to become Christians, you need to act Christian yourself.
Wow. I'm thinking that was the higher grade group because they saw as you hold out the word of life. I'm just saying, I think maybe functional grades, but well done. Another round of applause for the group. But I think what's coming now is either going to rival group number 1 or climb on top of that master group over there, or it's going to be a big, dismal letdown. Would this group come forward and send somebody? It is the Boho Matoni.
So I'm going to be touching on question 1 and question 2. So question 1 says, what does the verse say about Jesus being the light? So basically, everyone here, I doubt none of you have night vision. So you can't see that. So you've got night vision. So we'll count you out. But other than that, none of you can see in the dark. So that question says, in the dark, you can't really see anything. And you're an artist and you're trying to paint something, but you can't see it. So God is the light who shows you the canvas to make you allowed to draw or paint what you want. And and question 2 says, what does this verse say about us being the light? So as you paint, people start to see the picture and you start to make it broader. So that's what I think about it.
Whoa! And he didn't even throw in the third verse. Give them a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the challenge of this term. I don't have to say anything. I'm going to close and pray now because you know that we are called and challenged because there's God, the Father of light, the Father of lights. In Jesus, the light of the world, the Holy Spirit has come to illuminate Jesus. He's in our heart. It's God in us. We are the light of the world. Together we are light. You know, we together encounter youth. But as individuals, when we walk in this world, the dark world, we are where the rappers are, as we heard. You know, just saying, the rappers, yes, the rappers. And the gospel hip-hoppers, I suppose. And we are going to be the light. And we hold out the word of life to people who need that. Okay? We're not proud. We're not full of ourselves. We're not like, hey, Bugamina, I'm the only one that's got the light. Ah, sucks to be in the dark. You're dark. No, we don't do that. Primarily, we live in such a way that people see, whoa, there's a difference about you. I want what you got. Whoa, you wear those like blue-green shoes. I want to be that guy. You know what I mean? More blue than green. This is blue, people. That's green. So, live and shine the word of God, okay? Next week, if you come, like, it's not going to, like, work well for you unless you signed up at the conference. Stay in the sanctuary on Sunday. The conference, somehow 200 people are going to be in here on Sunday because this is the only room available with church happening. So I don't quite know how, but if you want to be one of those 200 and you're not yet, that see me after the service before you go. It's Friday afternoon, 2 to 8, all Saturday, 8 to 8, all Sunday, 8 to 8. It's going to be a monster weekend, epic. So let's pray. Wow, God, you've given us a mission. I've got something to do on this earth. Not just to grow up and make my way through life and get a job and have a family and travel and get a dog and a cat and a hamster and a budgie. Lord, you've given me a mission to shine for you, to reflect you, to be your image. It's like we're the moon and you're the sun, and we want to light people's way. And so, God, we want to pray that we would be that. We would learn more about what that takes. We know that that's going to be a focus of Lead the Cause this weekend. And I pray, Lord, that this series would blow us away, would transform us into people who follow after you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yep, so it's Lead the Cause this coming weekend. Who's already signed up? Yo, there's guys going. Really, really awesome. So give it a thought. It's a big ask. You might still have to contact your parents. There's a brand new term planner for term two with our new funky gray and black and orange colors and stuff. When this room finally gets makeover, who knows? We were kind of let down a bit. But it's coming, and it's going to look more like that. So God bless you. Have a great week. Chill.